It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Well, good morning, boaters. It's great to have you with us here on this Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS. And we welcome you into the show. We've got a busy one today. We're going to be talking boat shows again, believe it or not. Becca Doyle, the show manager for the St. Louis and Kansas City boat shows, is going to be with us again to talk about things going on at the St. Louis show, which starts on February the 8th. But we'll get to her in just a little bit. Andrew Branson is a fisheries program specialist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. We're going to be talking with Andrew about some, a 50-state meeting that was held recently. All put together by the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation to come up with some ways or some new initiatives, I guess you could say, to get more families into boating and fishing. And then we're going to take that one step further with Andrew and talk a little bit about invasive species and see kind of where we are these days with those invasive species. Finally, on the program today, we're going to introduce you to Wanda Smith. Wanda is the most recent winner of the Darlene Briggs Marine Woman of the Year, and it's quite an honor. She's the 31st one to receive it, and we'll have Wanda on the program a little bit later on. Wanda is with the folks at Freedom Boat Club. Well, our program is brought to you in part by the new One Source Services. I was talking to some people over the weekend. They go, One Source Services, what's that? Well, I said, that's everything. It's home building and remodeling. It's docks, boat lifts, rock work, riprap, precast. I mean, they've got it all. Hydrohoist boat lifts, of course. Wahoo docks, construction, the custom design and assembly. And, of course, riprap and retaining walls. It's all part of this new company. The One Source Services, serving Mid-America, right here at Lake of the Ozarks. Now, I give you a phone number, which is one of the ways you can contact them, 573-502-9350. That's 502-9350. And you can call them. Alex McDonald will answer the phone, but then she can direct you and get you in touch with any of the many families of companies that are involved with One Source Services. Again, 573-502-9350, or you can find a link on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Well, the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show is still going on today and tomorrow, but we've got to look ahead just a little bit. You folks over in the St. Louis area, or those that might be going that direction, February 8th through 11th, America Center and the Dome. It's the annual St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. And with details, we have on our Boat U.S. guest line from Kansas City's Boat Show. We're going to talk Boat Show. Talk you in circles. With us is Becca Doyle, and a good morning to you, Becca.
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Well, the boat show season is rolling right along, and we're hearing some really good things about boat sales and equipment sales and accessory sales and all that from around the region.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, I've only been hearing great things as well.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, this show's been going on for a number of years as well, and we want to sort of fill in the blanks of what's going to be going on, what people can expect if they're planning to go to the show, particularly if they're new to the area and maybe have not been to this show before. But this is really a combination of a lot of things, not only boats, but also the sporting outdoor side of things. So let's do the traditional. We're going to put you and strap you on a drone and send you around the America Center and in the dome there and let you kind of tell us what people are going to see when they get there.
Sounds good. Yeah, this year we have a lot of exciting things going on. And like you said, if you're into boating, that's wonderful. This is where you need to be this weekend. But the thing about the Boat and Sports Show is that there's lots of fun things to do. If you enjoy the outdoors in general, it's a great place to go. In the Dome this year, we'll have the paddle sports pool, which is a great area to, it's just a giant pool where you can try out kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. And then we'll also have the kids catch and release trout pond returning. That's always a fun one to bring the little ones to. And then a new feature this year, we'll have the association is called Raised It Full Draw, but they'll be putting on an archery tournament during the show. So it's basically just a 3D pop-up and shoot archery tournament, and so that will be a lot of fun and lots of cool prizes and fun things going on there throughout the entire weekend. And then we'll also have the hog trough, which is a giant 5,000-gallon fishing tank where we'll have pros getting up on top showing you different fishing techniques, and it's kind of a really fun way to just you know, brush up on your fishing tips and all that. And then we also have the world champion Lumberjills at the show this year in St. Louis as well. I know that they've been in the show in years past, and they've been in our Kansas City show, so I'm excited to have them come back. But they call it the Olympics of the Forest, but basically they just compete in different tournaments. Like you'll see on the X Games, they do that log rolling. They'll be doing that kind of stuff, power sawing, cross-cut sawing, all that. So it'll just be a really fun, entertaining show for everyone.
The archery ranges, now is that for adults or for children as well to learn?
Well, we'll have the Raise It Full Draw archery tournament going on, and that is primarily adults. I think there's a kids class, but it's for, you know, kids that are experienced and go hunting already. But we will have the a kids archery range, which is the National Wild Turkey Foundation will be spearheading that, and that's on Saturday and Sunday only, but it's more of a kid-friendly, you know, it's a blow-up. It's not like completely safe, and so that's kind of a good option for kids if you want to bring the kids and have them do that.
Okay. I noticed on the website, let's give them the website, stlouisboatshow.com will get you there, and there you can find all kinds of great information, see some pictures of past shows, and really get a cool idea of some of the stuff. And you really need to plan some time. Don't plan on just rushing in and looking at a couple of boats and heading out, because there is so much to see and do. One thing I noticed there was it's called Ask a Captain. Tell us about the boat club booth and what you'll be able to do there.
So that's Progressive this year has a new booth coming to the show. And to be honest, I'm not all that up to date on what will be going on there. Progressive in the years past has done an awesome job with just putting together a really cool interactive experience. But what I do know, and this is, like I said, this is completely new at all of our shows this year. You'll have there'll be a docking pool where you can practice, kind of get behind the helm of a boat and practice docking. And then, yeah, like you said, there'll be, you know, experts there answering questions, just, you know, making sure that you're fully up to speed on all the latest boating knowledge.
Yeah, that's very good. And, of course, the other one that's a very popular portion of the show, and that's Fred Shedd's educational seminars that they do.
Yeah, so Fred Shedd is a great place to go if you are a boat owner interested in owning a boat. The guys there can, you know, give you tips on boat maintenance and repair. If there's something, if your boat's making a weird noise or something like that, you don't know what's going on, they're going to be able to answer those questions for you and talk you through what you need to do.
I was looking down through the list of boat exhibitors, and it looked to me like there were 50 or 60 different boat lines that are going to be represented. That's huge.
Yeah, this year's show, I guess more than in years past, we have just a wide variety of dealers from all over the St. Louis area, Lake of the Ozarks, Southern Illinois. So, you know, with that just brings all those different boat lines as well. So, yeah, I think this year's show, everyone will be, you're going to, you know, be able to find the boat that fits your budget and lifestyle, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, once again, stlouisboatshow.com, the website to get some additional information. Admission is $12 for adults. And then on this one, I see kids 12 and under are free, so bring the family.
Yep, and you can check out the hours at stlouisboatshow.com.
All right, very good. The America Center and the Dome, downtown St. Louis, and there also are driving directions on the website, so you, whatever area you're coming from, you'll be able to get right to it. Plenty of parking around there as well, and always a great show. February 8th through the 11th, America Center and the Dome, the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. Becca, thank you so much. We'll be seeing you there.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your time.
And Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show will be set up at the St. Louis America Center and the Dome on Thursday, February 8th. We'll be there for that day. Come by the booth or register for some great door prizes, and we look forward to meeting all you folks from the St. Louis area going to be coming to the show. And again, stlouisboatshow.com for all the information.
If you like boating, then I know you're going to love boatradio.net. This is Mike McDowell, and you are invited to listen to all of Boat Radio's shows, like The Islander, The Boat Galley, Tales of the Thames, and my own show, The Life Aquatic. And, of course, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Boatradio.net. 24/7 boating shows for boat owners and enthusiasts everywhere.
Jumpstart the new year by getting your business in front of hundreds of potential customers at the 2018 Home Business and Lake Living Expo, February 23rd and 4th at the Lodge of the Four Seasons. In just one weekend, you can increase your customer base and showcase your products and services while networking with fellow businesses. Reserve your space today. Booth space still available, but act quickly. To get your business registered, contact the Camdenton Chamber of Commerce at 346-2227. Or for an application and floor plan, go to CamdentonChamber.com. Next up on the program, Andrew Branson from the Missouri Department of Conservation will be with us to talk about some new initiatives that are underway around the country for helping to get more families involved in boating and fishing. And then we're going to talk some invasive species with him as well. And then Wanda Smith, the new Darlene Briggs Award winner for the year, is coming up at the end of the show today. So thanks for joining us here on News Talk KRMS. News Talk Sports and Entertainment, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9, plus live streaming audio. Be right back. Yeah.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Down on the boat docks, Bob's down on the boat docks. Let's all find out what's going down on the boat docks.
Well, not sure because I'm not there. I'm in the studio for you this morning. And a good morning to you. Welcome back to the show. We're going to be taking a dive into a topic about getting more families involved in fishing and boating. Andrew Branson is with the Department of Conservation here in Missouri. We're going to talk to him in just a moment on the Boat U.S. Guest Line. Probably get into a topic about invasive species as well and kind of get an update on what's going on there. The Darlene Briggs Woman of the Year Award winner is Wanda Smith. We're going to be talking with her later in the program this morning and find out about her career and what she does now with the Freedom Boat Club. Marine Max here at Lake of the Ozarks is more than a marina. It's a home away from home. It's mine. And it's a prime location right there at the 16.5-mile marker, 10% off on fuel discount. They get year-round security staff there, full-service fuel dock, free pump-outs. On-site, the service department there as well, slips up to 65 feet. Personal boat dock boxes for you there on your dock. And then Wi-Fi and, of course, basic cable. Clean shower facilities, laundry facilities, electric and water provided. Marina parties as well, and a professional caring staff. They've got it all right there. The boat sales department, brokerage sales, finance, and the service department, plus their boating gear and parts center is there as well. They're at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard or the 16.5-mile marker there on the water. Or you can look them up at marinemax.com. All right. A few weeks back, we talked to Frank Peterson, the president of the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation. And he mentioned to me there was a big meeting that was coming up with all 50 states involved. So we contacted the Missouri Department of Conservation and on our Boat U.S. guest line to talk about that meeting and some of the topics is Andrew Branson. Good morning. Nice to have you on the show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time. We're going to talk about this RBFF meeting and some other things, invasive species as a topic of conversation. But first, Andrew, tell me a little bit about your background and how long you've been there with the Department of Conservation in Missouri.
Well, I've been with the Missouri Department of Conservation, I guess, a little more than 12 years now. And as far as my background, I was born and raised in Missouri, the Springfield area, And a little bit of trivia is actually the town of Branson is named after a relative of mine. It was my great-great-great uncle, Reuben Branson, is who it was named after. So that's kind of neat. I tell folks, yeah, if you go down to Branson and you tell them that you know me, Andrew Branson, it'll get you absolutely nothing. But it is a little piece of information there.
What?
But,
no free passes to one of the shows? Come on.
You know, I've tried to get that, but nope, no luck yet. But like I said, born and raised in Missouri and grew up in Springfield and graduated with a biology degree from Drury College down there, and now I'm working up here with conservation up in Jeff City.
All right. And Camden County, and do you have all the counties that surround Lake of the Ozarks, Miller and Morgan as well?
Well, yeah, and actually I work kind of on a statewide level, so I'm not actually a biologist for a particular county, but I work with a biologist. But, yeah, we do have biologists assigned to those counties, but that's not me, actually.
All right, very good. Well, I'm glad we were able to catch up with you here and talk a little bit about what's been going on with the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation. Now, this organization does a lot in the background that a lot of folks don't even know about, and so that's why we're trying to talk about them a little bit so we know what's happening. You were attending some meetings there recently, and can you tell us what the topics of discussion were?
In December, every December, the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation hosts a meeting, like you said, of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife agencies, the different conservation agencies, and this year it was in Phoenix. And the topic of the meeting this year and last year was what we call R3, and that stands for Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation of Anglers. So you're right, the RBFF kind of work in the background, and their mission is to actually get people out there fishing and boating by helping state agencies. So they actually work closer with the state agencies. They do have a website called takemefishing.org, which is for the general public to go to and get information and be directed to, you know, their state's websites. But the R3, Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation, was the big topic this year, and basically getting different agencies sitting at the table with one another trying to come up with ways to get people more excited about fishing and outdoor activities.
Well, you know, we're not wanting for many more fishing tournaments down here, but I think your direction is more along the lines of families getting out and getting in boating and fishing. Is that kind of the direction?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. That was a big topic of conversation, is, you know, how to get families involved. We've all seen it's easy for the most part to get young kids involved with fishing or interested in fishing. But then once you put on a program for youth and they get excited and they go home and they say, hey, Mom and Dad, I want to go fishing. Well, that's often where the trouble is. It's hard to get the parents to take the kids. If the parent's not already interested in fishing, it's hard to get them interested in taking the kids. So we're trying to get families hooked on fishing. And the trend, unfortunately, is showing that we do have a lot of anglers, like you said, a lot of tournaments going on. But the trend is kind of showing that it's all at a particular age range, and there's not really many youth coming behind them. Once our current anglers kind of retire, you know, years from now, there's not a whole lot coming behind to really take up that slack. So that's what we're trying to change.
So the recruiting effort is really probably the most important part there, and maybe targeting a particular demographic group. Is that sort of what the idea is behind this?
Yeah, that's correct. One of the groups that's being looked at is what they call emerging families, and those are adults who are probably in their low to mid-30s. Yeah, they've got kids who are now getting old enough to actually get more involved with outdoor activities like fishing. So it's trying to get kind of that age of parent interested in the sport, and so they can take their kids out there, and then those kids might be the next ones that come on and really keep it going.
Outstanding. Well, one of the issues that you deal with on a regular basis, and we do as well, is invasive species. And it seems like it's been maybe a year or so since we've had any news out there concerning this. But we still have some problems with these little guys getting in here and multiplying and causing all kinds of problems. So let's talk a little bit about, the one we know most about, and that's zebra mussels. Where are we with this?
Yeah, like you said, the zebra mussels, they're still out there, and we haven't heard a whole lot about them right now, but that's good. But again, none of us should think that, well, maybe we can not worry about them anymore. And yeah, water conditions really impact zebra mussels. If you've got water conditions that are good, and maybe the zebra mussels are kind of getting moved around the lake, they're going to start showing up. If you've got high water temperatures maybe in an area, particularly high water one year, high water temperatures, that can knock back the zebra mussels, but they're still out there. I haven't heard of any big hot spots in Lake of the Ozarks as of yet, but we'll keep our fingers crossed, but unfortunately there may be a cove or so that show up with zebra mussels. But again, the big message we want to get to fishermen and boaters is that clean, drain, and dry. The big thing is when you're done boating, make sure you clean it and you drain all the live wells in the different areas, and you let it dry out before you move to another location, because that's the big way these things get spread.
Andrew, we're coming up on a break here. I'm going to have to put you on hold here for a moment. We'll get right back to you, because I want to ask you some questions about invasive species, particularly along the lines of Asian carp and where we are with those guys. The website, again, is MDC, Missouri Department of Conservation, mdc.mo.gov for more information, and you can sign up there for that Missouri Conservationalist magazine that Andrew mentioned. Andrew, hang on. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Get connected. The National Safe Boating Council and its local partners would like to remind you to always wear your engine cutoff device, also called the kill switch. Be sure that everyone on board is wearing a U.S. Coast Guard approved life jacket and never boat under the influence. In 2016, 24 people died in propeller related accidents and another 170 people were injured. Many of these accidents could have been prevented with the use of the engine cutoff device, which stops the boat's engine should the operator unexpectedly fall overboard. And now there are also wireless devices on the market. Wearing an engine cutoff device is an imperative safety step every time you go boating. This message is brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more about the campaign at getconnectedboating.org.
The Kansas City tradition is back. The Progressive Insurance Kansas City Boat and Sports Show returns to Bartle Hall January 18th through 21st. Shop hundreds of boats from more than 30 dealers, all under one roof. It's Kansas City's biggest boating and outdoor sale. Save on pontoons, fishing boats, cruisers, wakeboard boats, and the latest in outdoor gear. Book fishing and hunting trips too. If you love the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop, compare, and save. Buy tickets now at kcsportsshow.com. Sponsored by KC Chevrolet Dealers and Cabela's.
Well, I was hoping you can get up to the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show today until 9 o'clock, and then on Sunday, 10 to 5. It's Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City. Parking available in the Auditorium Plaza Garage, as well as city and privately owned lots you'll find right around there as well. Tickets are available right there at the door, or you can get them on KansasCitySportsShow.com. Had a great time there Thursday. Thanks for everybody that stopped by. All right, let's see. The old clock on the wall says we need to take a break. We'll do that. We'll be back with Andrew Branson, Missouri Department of Conservation, talking about invasive species and plants. Oh, yeah. As if we don't have enough to worry about in our lakes and streams. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, news, talk, sports, and entertainment, and Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
Oh yeah, there's some sticks for you this morning. What's that one called? Oh yeah, too much time on my hands. Not enough time for our show. We only get an hour a week, but boy, it's jam-packed full, and I hope you enjoy it. We have Andrew Branson standing by on the Boat U.S. guest line. Going to be talking with him next about Asian carp and also about some nautical plants that aren't doing so well for us in our waters around the state. Andrew will be with us in just a moment. Thanks for hanging on, Andrew. Do appreciate it. Coming up before the show's over, Wanda Smith, the latest winner of the Darlene Briggs Woman of the Year Award, is going to be coming up before the show ends today. If you don't have your Boat U.S. membership card, get one today. Join this organization. It's only $24 for the year. And if your boat and trailer are worth $14, you might want to pick up the trailering package, which provides you with some over-the-road assistance, if you will. On-road towing up to 100 miles to the nearest repair facility, flat tire assistance, fuel delivery, jump starts, and lockout service 24/7, 365. These guys at Boat U.S. do it right. And you'll also get the discounts at West Marine. You'll also get the Boat U.S. magazine and also Seaworthy magazine. And of course, these magazines feature the experts like Don Casey and Tom Neal answering questions, John Adie. They're really good, and you can send in your questions as well to Boat U.S. if you haven't been able to find answers anyplace else. Also with that, you might want to consider the on-water towing package, which is only $48 for the year here at Lake of the Ozarks. Freshwater towing from Towboat U.S. right here at Lake of the Ozarks with Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson. They come pick you up, do what needs to be done to get you back to your dock safe. Just call 216-4701, 216-4701, or you can, and that'll get you right to Captain Dave. He'll answer the phone and take your reservation or your membership right over the phone. Or you can go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click on either the Boat U.S. or the Towboat U.S. logos to sign up or to get more information.
Here's a little song I wrote. Sing it loud when you're on your boat. Don't worry. Let's go boating. On every water there are some wakes. Be careful round them for goodness sake. Don't worry. Let's go boating. Time upon your boat, even if you only float. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it, man.
Let's go boating.
Come on, let's go. Let's go boating, man.
We're talking boating, and we're talking fishing. Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, and from the Department of Conservation here in Missouri, we have on our Boat U.S. guest line, Andrew Branson. And in our first segment with Andrew, we talked a little bit about getting the younger families involved in boating and fishing and how to go about that, and they're working on that project. We talked a little bit about the zebra mussels, but I want to ask you specifically next about Asian carp. Is this still a problem for us?
Oh, yeah. Asian carp are still out there, and again, most carp come from Asia, but when we're talking about, when you hear Asian carp, we're mainly talking about the big head carp and the silver carp, and those are in the rivers, the big rivers, and they are reproducing, and at this point, they're a huge, what they call biomass. There's a large amount of these fish in the waters, and right now, we're not seeing any huge impacts on our native fish, but that's always the concern, is that these things are just going to crowd them out, you know, consume a lot of the food that our native fish are needing, especially the young fish. But yeah, big head carp, silver carp are out there. At this point, we're not seeing a whole lot of them in Lake of the Ozarks. There are some in there, but they're typically not the ones that are swimming in the Osage River and the Missouri and Mississippi spreading up in there. But yeah, Asian carp, definitely still on the radar.
You know, a couple of years ago at the Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, they had a demonstration. I don't know who it was. It may have been you guys. They were cooking up Asian carp. And it was actually pretty good. You know, with deep fat frying it and serving out little samples and things, and it was actually very tasty. I'm surprised there's no commercial effort underway to, you know, grab these things. It's got to be better for you than tilapia, I'm hearing.
Oh yeah, you're exactly right, and that very well could have been the conservation department. We we put on cooking demonstrations of Asian carp at the state fair and other locations. But you're exactly right. It's the Asian carp, the big head and the silver. There are different species than the common carp, and they, like you said, it's a good-tasting fish. It's got white meat, and if you know how to clean it, there's a little trick, a little difference in cleaning them, but, they're quite tasty. But again, our commercial fishermen can catch these fish. They can catch them by the netfuls, but the biggest issue at this point is they have no place to sell them to. There's not really any market for them yet, and that's what would really be good, is if we could get companies willing to purchase these fish and then actually provide them to the consumer. But our commercial fishermen can catch them in great numbers.
Well, you just hold your net out, I think, when you're going down, going down the river, just hold your net up there and they'll jump in there. The other area that we've not really heard much about, and this is the aquatic plants and things that are invasive as well. Let's touch on that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, aquatic invasive plants. That's kind of it's almost a bigger issue for us right now, because these plants get spread so easily, and then they once they get in a body of water, they just can choke out the area real quick, and a lot of anglers may have experienced that, or all of us deal with getting hung up and snagged in plants and things like that, but these invasive ones they just grow like crazy. But one of them that we're dealing with right now is called hydrilla. It's not statewide. It's in southwest Missouri and in a few little spots here and there. We've got kind of a monitoring program, and we've got information on our website so folks can see what this plant looks like. And if they happen to see it or suspect they see it in their area, we want to be contacted immediately so we can come in there and try to eradicate it. But a lot of these aquatic plants actually get spread by people dumping them in the water, maybe unknowingly. Quite often they're a plant sold at a pet store, and people may have them in their fish tank, and they come and think they're doing a good thing by releasing fish, which is, again, that's not a good thing, but they also dump these plants, which then can just take off and choke out areas and boat motors and all sorts of things.
Oh, gosh. Well, let's give folks some contact information if they'd like to get more info. What's the best website for them to get to, Andrew?
Yeah, just our main website is MissouriConservation.org. That'll take you to all sorts of information on that. It also has our regional contact information for our regional offices. That's always a great place for local folks to go if you think you may have an invasive species or you want to know more information or talk to one of your local folks, just contact the regional office and they'll help you out.
If you're new to the state or if you're not aware of this, there's a great magazine that you guys produce and send out. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. It's a nationally known and awarded magazine, but it's called the Missouri Conservationist. And it's a monthly magazine, and it comes out free to Missouri citizens, Missouri residents. It is also available for non-residents, and there's a small fee for that, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. But, again, you can go to our website, and I'm sure right there on the homepage it'll show you how you can sign up for it for this free publication. It's also available on your smartphone. I think we've got a conservationist app that you can have this download this electronically. But, it's a wonderful publication, and I'd encourage anybody to get it.
Very, very good. The Fisheries Program Specialist from the Missouri Department of Conservation, Andrew Branson, thanks again for being with us this morning. We sure appreciate the information.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Hey, and work on getting me those Branson tickets, will you?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do on that.
Okay. Take care. Thanks again.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the upcoming boat shows, like the one going on the rest of this weekend, Kansas City Boat and Sports Show, on through Sunday at Bartle Hall, downtown Kansas City. Then February the 8th starts the weekend St. Louis Boat and Sports Show at the America Center and the Dome in St. Louis. We'll be there for that one as well. And then the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show comes up starting on March the 8th through the weekend, followed in April by the Marine Dealers April in Water Boat Show at Dog Day. So we've got several more lined up for you. And you know, we talk a little bit about this smart plug. The smart plug is safe, simple, and secure. Increased contact areas, increasing the pin and clip surface areas that maximizes electrical transfer from your pedestal to your boat. Quick and easy installation. Basically, it's the same four screws in and four screws out. You take the old one out, you put the new plate in, the receiver plate. Easy to use, the asymmetrical sleeve design eliminates frustration from plugging in shore power day or night. You can do it in your sleep. Check it out. We'll have a display for you at all the boat shows. Find it at my booth or also at the booth of Marine Max. If you're going to be at one of the shows, do check it out before too long, before you get to the spring season and get those installed on your boat. Smartplug.com for more information. You can watch a video on my website of the installation I did on our boat. Hey, it's break time. We're going to have Wanda Smith up with us next on the Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades, and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.
Welcome back to the program. It's Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Right here every Saturday morning for you. Coming up, you know, each year the Marine Retailers Association of the Americas awards one woman the Darlene Briggs Marine Woman of the Year. We have her standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line. Her name is Wanda Kenton Smith, and she will be with us in just a moment. You know, the Marine Dealers Association here at Lake of the Ozarks is made up of over 40 Lake Area Marine dealers representing all the top brands of boats. Marine accessories, docks, personal watercraft, everything else to promote fun on the water. And their website is filled with all kinds of information for you. A list of all the member dealers, along with a listing of all the upcoming boat shows. Next one's coming up not until March over at St. Charles Convention Center. We'll talk more about that later. But for more information on everything having to do with the boat dealers, LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. Upcoming shows, membership information, easy to contact specific members for things that you want or need. LakeOzarkBoatDealers.com. It's the website for the Marine Dealers Association of Lake of the Ozarks. Right down the road from us in Camdenton is Printed Inklings, screen printing and more. Owner is Kelsey Jackson. She's there to take care of your screen printing needs, any embroidery work that you need to have done, designs or freshening up logos too. They can do that for you. Any specialty items. They've got Laker gear on tap there too. In Camdenton on Highway 54 across from McDonald's, right there at Grant Street. Now you can look them up on Facebook. Their new website is coming soon, but you can also just give her a call at 573-692-5217. You can drop in and see her because she's there pretty much every day, Monday through Friday. Sometimes Saturdays you'll find her there too. She's the official T-shirt vendor for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It's Printed Inklings right on Highway 54 at Grant Street in Camdenton. And again, look them up on Facebook. Check their website. I'll have that for you probably by next week. 692-5217 for Kelsey Jackson at Printed Inklings. Each year, the Marine Retailers Association of the Americas, since 1987 actually, has been presenting the award, the Darlene Briggs Marine Woman of the Year Award. And for 2017, the 31st award has gone out to Wanda Kenton Smith. And Wanda is with the Freedom Boat Club. We're talking to her this morning on the Boat U.S. guest line. Good morning, Wanda. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Bob. I'm thrilled to be part of it. Thanks for asking.
Well, absolutely, and congratulations to you. This is a big honor. We've interviewed, as I mentioned to you in the pre-interview, that we've interviewed several of the past winners, and it's just a thrill to be able to call attention to women like you and things that you've been doing in the marine industry, and you've been doing it for a long time. So tell me, what's your current position now with Freedom Boat Club?
I serve as Chief Marketing Officer with Freedom Boat Club, and I've been here for a little over 3.5 years and absolutely love this side of the business. it's been a 37-year career, and I've worked in lots of different areas in the industry, and being part of the boat sharing economy is just a whole lot of fun, and we're seeing lots of growth.
You know our two local owners here at Lake of the Ozarks, too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Jim Koch and Chef Mary are fantastic and big proponents of getting people out on the water, and they do a fantastic job for us in that market, and we're thrilled to have them as part of the franchise family.
So tell me a little bit about how you kind of got started, in the marine business, and then share with us some of the, the highlights of your career and some of the things you've done over the years.
Be happy to. I really got very, very lucky and fortunate to kind of fall into the industry. It wasn't something that I had pursued. I had moved in from Miami to Orlando and had found out about a job for an editor of Waterski Magazine. And my degree was in journalism, and I was looking to be able to work in that. And Terry Snow was the publisher of World Publications at the time. He was 27 years old and had just really launched his publishing career. Terry, as you may know, Bob, was the founder of World Publications that was later sold to Bonnier, and they are probably the kingpin in the marine publishing world today on a global basis. So I was part of the early startup of Terry's publishing empire and came aboard editing Waterski Magazine. At the time, it was World Waterskiing, later branded to Waterski, and then had the opportunity to launch Wind Rider Magazine, which became Wind Surf, and edited a trade magazine called Waterski Business. So that was my start in the business, and absolutely loved it. Had the opportunity to travel the world with many of the top water skiers and windsurfers, and just a great way to kind of immerse myself into the boating marketplace. And from there, I launched a advertising agency, thanks to Rob Shirley, who was the owner of Mastercraft Boats at the time. You may know Rob. And he and I had been working together doing some marketing activities during my days at Waterski. I was doing some ad work for him. And he and I were on a plane coming back from Jamaica, and he said, "Hey, have you ever thought about doing your own agency?" And I hadn't. I was 27 years old at the time, and anyway, launched Waterski Advertising for Rob, and then ended up working with Regal Boats as one of my national accounts. Went in-house with Regal a year later as their director of marketing and became vice president of marketing and stayed with them for 11 years. Had a great ride. Then decided I wanted to go back into the agency side of the business, and launched my ad agency again, which was Kenton Smith Advertising and PR, and over a course of 13 years had the opportunity to serve about 35 to 40 global and national and regional boating accounts and other types of accounts. Loved it until the economy tanked, as you probably well remember, in 2009, and many of my boating clients had a hard time, obviously, paying their marketing bills. So I reinvented myself and launched Kenton Smith Marketing as a marketing consultant and outsourced a variety of marketing services, which was a smart new business model. And then had the opportunity to work with Legendary Marine up in the panhandle of Florida, and worked with them as their director of marketing for a couple of years, actually 4 years, and was part of the team with Fred Pace that enjoyed earning the number one ranking through boating industry, which was an awesome group to work with. And then just 3.5 years ago, I had the opportunity to come aboard with Freedom Boat Club. So it's been a great ride and a great adventure, and I've loved every step along the way.
Well, I can see why they've named you the Darlene Briggs Woman of the Year Award for the marine industry. Just a quick note for our listeners, the Darlene Briggs, the late Darlene Briggs, was a tireless, dedicated marine industry worker, and she died too young, but because of her outstanding work that she'd been doing and her activity in the marine industry at lots of different levels, they started this award back in 1987. So we just had the 30th, and you are the 31st. Congratulations again to you. Wanda, let me ask you this. You know, women are, by this award, one a year, but there are lots of women in the marine industry, but there's probably more sitting out there going, gee, that sounds interesting. I'd like to get involved in that. What advice would you give to someone, particularly a woman, who maybe is a little bit hesitant about getting into the business?
Well, first of all, I would have to say it's an absolutely fantastic industry to work with in, and I've been in it a long time. I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of people and a lot of different companies, and it's a great opportunity for women in all aspects of the business. You find women working on the service side of it, in sales and marketing, in operations and finance and accounting. You know, you see leaders, female leaders that have received this very prestigious award who've come from all sectors of the industry. So the sky's the limit, and people in the industry are very warm and embracing, and women have a tremendous opportunity. You know, for me, if I was interested in in pursuing any type of industry, I would get out there and I would talk to women who work in the area of interest that you might have a strong proclivity to focus on. I think you'll find that women in our industry are welcoming and very open to sharing and mentoring. So I know I certainly have been in that capacity, and I've gone and spoken with many women in a variety of different leadership capacities over the years, and I think you'll find any woman interested in pursuing the industry will find that it's a very welcoming community, and women are more than happy to help and assist you as you, you know, pursue those opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, great advice from Wanda Kenton-Smith, the Darlene Briggs Marine Woman of the Year for 2017. Congratulations again. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and your history with us. And let's see, it's MRAA.org, I believe, if you'd like more information. There is a nominating process. So if you know someone that might fit the bill, you can nominate somebody for the 2018 Year's Award. Wanda, thanks again. Sure appreciate it, and continued success.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. You guys all have an awesome 2018.
Should mention some of the more recent award winners we've interviewed here on the program. Melissa Danko, Marine Trades Association of New Jersey. Margaret Podlick of Boat U.S. back in 2014. And back in 2012, Debbie Miggs from Cobalt Boats. Congratulations again, Wanda. Thanks again to Andrew Branson, Becca Doyle, and Wanda Smith, all for being on our program this morning. And we thank you for joining us as well here each Saturday morning from 10 till 11 on News Talk KRMS. Tell a friend. We'll see you next week, same time, same boat channel, right here on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach.